Welcome to Talks from the Bible. This program is brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia. Worship with us on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. We invite you to come and honor the God of heaven and praise Him as we engage in worship offered unto our Heavenly Father. Be our guest. In Hebrews 1 and verse 14, the scripture says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister unto them who are the heirs of salvation?" This phrase, "the heirs of salvation," means that those who come to Christ, those who live according to the commandments of God, those who are directed by the will and the word of the Heavenly Father become the heirs of salvation. Those who follow God and live according to His divine instructions have an inheritance of salvation. Not only are sins remitted while we live in this life, not only do we stand in a saved relationship with God while we live upon the earth, but when our life is finished and when God has judged the world, we will enjoy the salvation that God has provided through Jesus Christ. The heirs of salvation indicate God's desire to save. God has a desire to save. In Luke 19 and verse 10, Jesus spoke with a man and stated the purpose for which he had come to the earth. Jesus had taken upon him human flesh. He had left the abode of heaven, where he was on an equality with God, and had journeyed to the footstool of God and lived as you and I live. He took upon him human flesh. He became flesh and blood. The purpose for that transition was, as Jesus stated to Zacchaeus, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus came so that He might seek and save the lost. We are lost because of sin. We are lost because sin alienates, separates us from God. Jesus came so that that relationship could be restored and we could be saved. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, where Peter answers the scoffers and mockers of his day as to why the Lord had not returned and the earth had been destroyed, was, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God has delayed the second coming of Christ. God has delayed the destruction of the world because He is not willing that any should perish, but rather that all should repent and turn to Him, seeking salvation. We must repent if we become the heirs of salvation. We must turn to God if we would be the heirs of salvation. God wills that we be saved. God desires that we be saved. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4, speaking of God, "Who would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." God is so gracious, so loving, and so merciful that He desires that all be saved. But not all will be saved, because not all will repent. Not all will come unto the knowledge of the truth. We must seek God's truth in order to be saved. In Revelation 22 and verse 17, the scripture closes with this great invitation that is offered by God and the great desire that God has that we become the heirs of salvation. "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. Let him that is athirst come. and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Everyone is to partake of the water of life freely. Through God's grace, salvation has been provided. Through God's mercy, we can become the heirs of salvation if we would obey Him and turn to Him in repentance and a knowledge of the truth. In Matthew 23 and verse 37, Jesus speaks to those religious leaders of His day by saying, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thee together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. These people rejected Christ. They refused to believe on Him. Unto them the law and the prophets had been given, but they had turned a deaf ear to the word that God had delivered through those sent prophets. Jesus weeps over the city of Jerusalem. He weeps for the lost souls of those who reject Him. Jesus, even in their rebellion and their disobedience and their sin, still declares that God would gather them together even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but they would not. God has a desire that we become the heir of salvation. But God has also provided the means by which we become the heir of salvation. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9, For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. If we are not the heir of salvation, then we are the children of wrath. Either we receive the mercy of God, or we will receive the wrath of God. The blessing or the curse of sin depends upon us and the choice that we make. But God has not appointed us to wrath, but rather God has appointed us to obtain salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. The means which God has provided for us to become the heir of salvation is the Lord Jesus Christ. We must obtain the salvation that is offered. The salvation has been provided. The salvation is offered. Everything has been done on the part of God so that we might become the heir of salvation. But we must obtain the salvation that God offers through Jesus Christ. Titus 2 and verse 13 says that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus Christ is the one whom God has appointed to save us from sin. Jesus is the Savior of the whole world because God does not desire that any be lost. 1 John 4 and verse 14, the Apostle of Love writes, And we have seen and do testify that God sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. God sent Christ into the world. Jesus willingly came into the world. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9 that though He were rich, yet for our sakes He became poor, that we through His poverty might become rich. Jesus Christ came that we might be saved. He came as Savior. The angel announced that the one to whom Mary would give birth would be known as Jesus, who would save His people from their sins. Jesus is the one who can save us. He is the one who has the power to save us. He willingly offered Himself upon the cross of Calvary so that we might be saved. Dare we refuse such a sacrifice? Dare we refuse such an offer of mercy? Greater love has never been known than the love which God has exhibited through Jesus Christ, and a greater salvation has never been known than that which is offered through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus snatches us from the fires of hell. He delivers us from the penalty of sin. He has become the one who can save us from our transgression. When Peter and John healed the crippled man in Acts chapter 4, they said, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved." Acts 4, verse 12. Jesus is the only Savior. Only through Jesus can we obtain salvation. We must come to know Christ as Savior. We must put Christ on in baptism as Savior. Jesus is the means which God has ordained by which humanity becomes the heir of salvation. We become the heirs of salvation because of God's power to save. God desires that we be saved. God has provided the means by which we can be saved, and God has provided the power that can save. Romans 1 and verse 16, Paul writes to the church in the city of Rome and said, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. The gospel is the declaration of Jesus Christ as Savior. The gospel is the message of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, by the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can be saved. The gospel is that message of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ that has the power to save us. In 1 Corinthians 1, 18 through 21, Paul writes, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." God's power to save is preaching. Preaching has the power to save them that believe what is preached. Preaching to the world is considered to be foolishness. But Paul says that it is the power of God. God uses His power to save in a word, in a message, the preaching of Christ. In Ephesians 1 and verse 13, Paul speaks of the gospel of your salvation. The gospel is that which you hear by means of this radio program. The gospel is God's word of salvation. The gospel is the declaration of Jesus Christ as Savior. The gospel is the revelation of God's love for humanity and His desire that we become the heir of salvation. The question is, are you an heir of salvation? Are you saved now, and will you be saved in the life to come? Do you know Christ as Savior? Have you heard the gospel and obeyed the gospel through faith, repentance, confession, and immersion in water? When we have completed these acts of faith, these acts of obedience, we become the heir of salvation. God wills that you hear His word, that you obey His word, that you become an heir of the salvation that He offers through Jesus Christ by the preaching of the gospel. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.